This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and he was back on the show back in January 23rd. And, you know, they've come a long way. Sequential growth over the last eight quarters have been quarter-over-quarter growth. We're talking no other than Pressure Biosciences, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol PBIO. And with us today to talk about many things is the CEO of the company, Rick Schumacher. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Everett, thank you very much. Happy to be here.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and how you make your money.
Yes, we're a life sciences tools company. What that means is we sell into the biotechnology and the biopharmaceutical area, which is obviously very, very big. We think there's 500,000 researchers around the world that can use our products that are studying biological samples like viruses and bacteria and human and animal cells. We make instruments and consumables. We make instruments that sit on lab benches, and it's like a razor blade to use the instrument. You need a test tube. You need lots of test tubes. And so we are enabling scientists from around the world to use high pressure, something that's really never been used before in the laboratory. I'm talking pressures that go to 3, 4, 5 times the pressure at the bottom of the deepest part of the ocean, the Marianas Trench. We get to 10, 20, 30, 40,000, even 80 and 90,000 pounds per square inch, very safely, very quickly, and it's exquisitely controllable, and it allows scientists to make reactions happen faster or slower, to kill pathogens before they start looking at them, to break open cells to get out all those wonderful materials, the DNA, RNA, and proteins. We do this all with pressure, like squeezing a sponge. We squeeze the cell until it breaks. It's very new, very novel, very exciting. And at this point, we have some key opinion leaders from all over the world that are using our instruments. And they're publishing and presenting and saying it's a better way to break their cells.
You know, your stock price is at $380. Your market cap's only around $4.4 million. It floats a little over $1 million. Very, very undervalued, especially with all the great financial results you had in 2017. Can you tell us about, you know, how you got there and where do we go from here?
Absolutely. Love to do that. 2017, as you mentioned, was a very good year for us. We released our numbers just earlier this week, as well as filing our Form K. Both our fourth quarter and the numbers themselves were very good. In the fourth quarter alone, our instrument sales, which is very important. I think investors looking at us need to look at revenue, but they should also look at revenue in certain areas. And these areas are like in the sales of our products, our instruments, and our consumables. And in the instruments, those sales went up 55% in the fourth quarter, and they went up as much as I think 21% for the entire year. Our consumables, remember, all of the cells, all of the viruses, all of the bacteria that a scientist wants to study, each one has to have its own test tube. And these consumables sell for about $2.5, $3.5 a piece. And our sales of consumables in the fourth quarter of 2017 went up 20%, and our sales of consumables for the entire year last year went up 30%. So we have a rising revenue in consumables and instruments. Our products and services revenue, all told, counting everything else besides our instruments and our consumables, went up both in the fourth quarter, 25% and 15% for the year. And our total revenue went up for the fourth quarter and for the year. So as you mentioned, this is the eighth quarter in a row where, looking at quarter over quarter for previous year, we've had increases in all aspects of our products and services. And it's the fourth year in a row we've had increases in our total sales. So very excited about the financial results of the fourth quarter and last year.
You know, out of the $2.24 million that you guys accumulated in 2017, how much of that was domestic and how much was that, you know, international?
It's a good question. I would say about two-thirds was domestic, but that means a third is international. We sell domestically in the past, as you know, with one salesperson. We've hired four additional salespeople over the last half dozen months, over the last 6 months, and all four were in for training in September, October of last year, and all four were out in the field for the first time. That number four has been reduced to three. One of the people we hired has unfortunately left, went through a personal situation that wasn't controllable and had to leave. But we have three salespeople in the field right now, and we'll be hiring a fourth one soon, we believe. So we're selling directly in the U.S., and about two-thirds of our sales are from research labs, whether they be government or academic or even commercial. We have a lot of biotech and a lot of pharmaceutical companies. And that means a third of our sales are coming from Europe, from Asia. We have a good distributor in Japan, a good distributor in China, and a terrific distributor throughout all of Europe who's really starting to make some inroads in a number of companies in a number of different countries throughout Europe.
I want my listeners to take a look at this company. I believe they're completely undervalued here at 380, especially with a market cap of 4.4 million. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol PBIO. We're talking about Pressure Bias Sciences. With us today is the CEO of the company, Rick Schumacher. Rick, in addition to your solid financial results in the fourth quarter, you guys also had a number of accomplishments in 2017. And recently, these appear to have set a stage for a better 2018. So where do we go from here?
We did. We had a number of things that happened in 2017. We got a brand new instrument that was released at the end of 2016, beginning of 2017. We actually got this instrument CE marked very quickly, so it can be sold in all 31 countries that are part of the European Economic Area. We were named, this instrument was named Best New Instrument of the Year for certain areas of preparing samples for research analysis by Corporate America, which has about 170,000 customers that are reading customers. We also made the finals of the R&D 100, which is, many people call it the Oscars of innovation. It's the number one innovative award you can get every year, and it recognizes the top 100 revolutionary technologies. And we were in the final. We didn't win, but we were one of the very few that was in the final. So you're talking about, you know, thousands and thousands of possibilities, and we were down to just a handful invited to the annual meeting. We had patents in our new ultra shear technology that we can talk about at another time. We have talked briefly in the past, Everett. Very excited about the two patents that were issued, and we expect more to be issued this year in this new technology called Ultra Shear Technology. We purchased a company, all of the assets of a company called Barrifold. Barrifold, and this happened in December, just a few months ago. Barrifold was once a company that had a value of about $80 million. They, by their own admission, spent over $20 million developing their intellectual property. We purchased all of their intellectual property and all of their equipment at the end of December of just a few months ago. And that's technology that fits in like hand in glove because it's all high-pressure technology. It's actually the one major area of high pressure in the lab that we did not have any patents in. We now have those patents, and we're very, very excited about that. And we made some major upgrades to the software of our flagship instrument called the 2320 Extreme. It has gone through like eight or nine renditions of software over the last 15 months. And in December, I think December 20th, we announced that the last rendition brought us to what we feel is GMP, good manufacturing practices compliant. So it now is an instrument that can be used in multiple areas of a biopharmaceutical company, not just in one area, which has been it's been in the past. So a lot of accomplishments in 2017. Already in 2018, we signed a collaboration with an incredibly wonderful small company called ISS. They make spectrophotometers, and these spectrophotometers are used in many, many labs. They also have a cell where you actually look into the cell and watch the reaction happen and measure it with your spectrophotometer. This cell uses high pressure. The way they get the pressure in that cell is very archaic. We did a deal with them just a few weeks ago, and that is going to enable their customers to purchase our system and get the pressure they need in that optical cell very quickly and much more reproducibly. So you're right. We've set the stage well with all of these successes of 2017. We've already started 2018 with what I've told people publicly without any further information. I've said we've had a good first quarter and we expect to have a good year.
You know, if I'm sitting at home and I'm being introduced to your company for the first time, why should I go out there and buy your stock right now?
Well, I think investors, most of the investors I know, are looking for a company or an investment where the old adage, buy low, sell high.
Absolutely.
What's happened, Everett, is we've had a very good couple of years. We've gotten this company in ship shape. We believe we are ready to expand. We've expanded from 9 to 14 people to start with by hiring 4 salespeople. We've done all of this with 9 people, with minimal cash, and with only 1 salesperson. That's all changing. We're working on getting the cash in the door that we need. We've already got the salespeople in the door. We've already shown a number of successes over the last 15 or 18 months that have set the stage for this company. Yet, the stock price has actually gone down and hasn't gone up. So investors that are interested in a company that has sales, that's selling in a very big area, that has a patented, unique technology, that actually has done it before. I've done this 3 times before. I've started 3 companies that have all been financially successful for shareholders. If they're looking for that and they're looking for a company that has all that and the stock is selling and touching pretty much near its all-time lows, not its all-time highs, that company is us right now. We don't understand it. That's not our job. Our job is to continue to succeed, to grow the company, and as they say, the value will come eventually to the company. But at this point, we think it's disproportionate, the successes we've had versus the stock price, which has not responded yet to those successes.
Well, I'll add on to that. First of all, I think your company is very undervalued. Your float's only a little bit over 1 million shares. Your market cap's at 4.4 million. And you've had 8 consecutive quarter growth. Rick, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure. Please don't be a stranger. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us all an update.
Love to do it. And I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.